Hello, everybody, and welcome to the EyeSight series. So I can't think of a better thing to do for the holidays than help with the gift of sight. So to me, that's what this is about. And as so many of you have already brought up to me, goodness gracious, we've had a lot of very weird and wacky planetary energies that have started this summer that have seemed to have really degraded people's eyes. So we're going to be all over the place. We're going to be in past life stuff. We're going to be in current planetary stuff. We're going to be in TFEs, those thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We're going to be in the physical. So we're going to be checking out all the different areas that have anything to do with what can sabotage your eyesight. So for anybody who doesn't know me on the call, I'm Lynn Waldrop. I'm called The Body Channel. I'm a medical intuitive, and I dive into my clients' bodies, and the bodies just talk to me. They show me what's causing the pain or the issue and what to do to change it. So I've been doing different types of healing work for over 30 years and work with people, I think, in somewhere around 150 countries at this point. So I love all of my clients. I think they're the most amazing people on the planet, and whatever I can do to assist you to be best friends with your body and heal yourself, that's what my target is in life. So today, everything is about the eyes. And so we're going to start with some eye facts. But one of the things that my daughter, Tasha, who works with me that you guys may know, who's the technical director, brought up, I just thought was so fascinating when we were having a conversation the other day. She said, remember that the eyes are how you interpret and interact with your world. And not only how you see the world, but how the world sees you. Because how many times is that the first thing that people notice in other people is their eyes. So there's so much vulnerability here. So I kind of want you to keep that in the back of your mind because so many people have an issue with vulnerability in the first place. And so how much does that play even in some of the eye problems we're going to talk about? So eye facts. I think this is fascinating. So the muscles in your eye are the fastest muscle in the entire body. It processes in as little as 13 milliseconds, which is just amazing. And then the eye is the second most complex organ in the body, next to the brain. So we're going to go through, like, how do you actually see? And the reason why I want you to understand this is at the end, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to ask you then, so can you see where so many different things can go awry? Because it's a very complex and complicated process. But what's interesting is the eyes are all about light. So it's really not even images like we think or colors. It's about light. So the light bounces off of objects, and it enters your eye through the cornea. That's the clear layer on top of the eye. The cornea then directs that light to the pupil, which is a little dark circle in the center of the eye, and the iris, the colored part of your eye. And their job, their sole job, is to control the amount of light that goes to the rest of the eye. That the iris, the colored portion, contracts and then dilates, controlling the size of that pupil. So if you're out in the bright sun of the day, it's going to make that pupil very small and like a pinpoint, because it doesn't want to let a whole lot of that light in. But yet in the evenings, the pupil's going to dilate and become larger so that you can see in that low light. So that light then passes through those two and goes to the lens, which is directly behind the iris. And the lenses are flexible and change shape so that you can focus on objects at different distances. So the lens then sends these light rays to the retina, which is the very back of the eye. And the retina is this thin layer that's covered with millions of light-sensitive cells. These are those rods and cones. And it's amazing to me that, you know, you think of inside your eye, like this little projector unit that's in there has millions of light-sensitive cells. And the cones are your daytime vision. There are 6 to 7 million cone cells in each eye. So they're daytime vision, and they're also detecting color. And the way they detect color is you have three different types of cone cells depending on how they respond to green, red, and blue light. And then your brain is what takes those signals and creates millions of different color combinations. And then you have 120 million rod cells. And what's interesting about that is they are all concentrated into one tiny little spot on that retina. And the rod cells are used for night vision and dim light. And they also help to detect motion. So a lot of you have brought up night vision is a problem. Well, we're going to be working on those rod cells to change that. So once all of this light comes into these rods and cones, then that energy of that light creates an image collected at the retina and turns into an electrical signal. And that electrical signal passes through to that optic nerve that connects the eye to the brain. And the brain, most people just think of the visual cortex, which is the back of the brain, that seems to be where the visual images are processed. But the truth is, three quarters of the brain is used in sight. So some sort of trauma to all different parts of the brain can cause a lot of problems. Okay? So this is how you see. And you can see how fast that whole process happens. The muscles of the eyes see this, the light you see. And it's just amazing how all of this happens so, so quickly, okay? So, again, you can see we can have a lot of different places where a lot of different things can go astray. So what we're going to do to really kick this off is we're going to do a process. So the process that your bodies told me that they wanted to do was on some physical trauma repair. So let's say when you were younger, you got hit in the eye or poked. And, you know, I love to tell on myself because I do silly things. I actually was trying to curl my hair one time, and somehow the curling iron kicked back, and I literally burnt my eyeball. Like, I heard it go on my eye. So there's a lot of different physical traumas that you can have to your eyes. So right now, we're going to do a little bit of repair work. So just kind of sit back and relax for a minute. So anywhere that there's a part of that eye, any part of that process that we just went through, and there's more parts to it as well, any part that's having some sort of trauma, and when I say trauma, I'm going to use that word loosely. This can be an emotional trauma or a physical trauma. And you've stored it in the eyes. Interesting. Some of the bodies want to literally, like, shed a tear to cry out the trauma. Others, it almost seems like that energy is crystallizing and just going to drop out. You know how you get kind of those salt crystals in the corner of your eye? It will come out that way. Others are just being absorbed into the bloodstream to be eliminated in other ways. So however your body wants to do it is totally fine. But any of the traumas that you have stored. And please remember, our body is not meant to be a dumpster. So anywhere where you have decided at any point in any lifetime that you're supposed to take traumas and store them in the body, whether they're physical or any other kind, can we delete that program as well so that we can stop storing these things? Honestly feel like it's like my life passing before my eyes, but it's everybody's lives, so there's just like imagine a bunch of pictures with the knowledge of what that picture means just going brrr, and we're just running through them all. It's like every trauma that anybody here has ever had happened to their eyes, just flashing. And if anybody else is experiencing something similar to that, please don't let the story re-stick you. Even if memories, different things come up, hey, remember when? Just go, yep, just let it go. Just let it keep moving on out. Because I see so many people stick themselves with a story. And if you get any weird sensations in your eyes, it's okay. It's just your body getting this stuff out, because I almost feel like my eyes are jumping right now. All right, we're going to let this continue for the rest of the call. All right, so the next thing we're going to talk about, and I found this fascinating. When I tuned into everybody's bodies, as much as all of this physical stuff can be a problem for the eyes, I was told that this is just as important to talk about. So remember, we left off in this last portion where the electrical signal goes up the optic nerve and connects the eye to the brain, right? But the next part is what we call visual processing disorders, where basically you see something, but your brain doesn't process it correctly. So when I dove into everybody's body, it was like, we've got dyslexia, we've got all these other things, and it was so confusing, because it was like, well, they're just not seeing correctly. And it's like, okay, yeah, but what makes them not see things correctly? So did all this research on visual processing disorders, and it was just fascinating. So what I realized was I have 7 of the 8 listed here, and your bodies told me that there are more than just these 8. But these are the 8 that medicine comes up with that they know of. Okay, so I want you to just kind of listen to these, because they're amazing to me. So we are going to work on this in this process as well. And a lot of these you may have to kind of think back of when you were a kid. They may not be as much of a problem for you today, because your bodies find incredible ways to compensate. Kind of like they say that if someone goes deaf in their lifetime, that maybe their vision becomes better because they're compensating for that loss of hearing. Or the same if they're blind, they compensate with better hearing. So we learn incredible ways to compensate. So the most common one I mentioned is dyslexia, where letters and numbers reverse. That's a visual processing disorder. You look at it, your eyes see it correctly, but somewhere between the eyes and the brain, or the way that the brain, remember I told you 3/4 of the brain is used to process, something gets mixed up. Okay? That's one kind. Another one's called visual closure. And to me, this is fascinating, where let's say someone draws a smiley face, like the emojis we have on our phone, that literally it's a little yellow circle with 2 eyes and a smile, right? Well, there are people that won't recognize that as a face because it doesn't have ears and hair, or it doesn't look like a photo. Or if they see a picture of a truck without wheels, they don't recognize it as a truck. And I thought to myself, wow, I have this. When I was young, I went to this art school, and they asked us to draw a picture of eggs. Well, everybody in the class and this was supposed to be a very advanced art class, drew like a raw egg like you get at the supermarket. But when I saw that, I didn't see an egg. That wasn't an egg to me. I drew two fried eggs. And it just totally blew the teacher's mind because she had never had anybody do that before. So I didn't recognize an egg as the raw egg. To me, an egg was a fried egg. So that's a type of visual closure. So I had bad dyslexia, had visual closure. Another one is visual spatial. And this is where a person has a hard time understanding where things are within their space. So you have a tendency to be clumsy or always bumping into things potentially. It's also hard to judge how much time has gone by or a difficulty to read a map. And it's so funny because I say that probably the least amount of awareness I have on this entire planet is when it comes to driving and direction. I have no sense whatsoever of that. I mean, I even have a hard time using a GPS. I just have no sense of direction. Another one is long and short-term visual memory. So let's say you're shown a picture and then it's taken away and you're asked instantly what you just saw and you literally can't even remember it. So for me, it wasn't so bad with pictures. It was more with words. So again, go think back to your school days. The teacher wrote something on the board and you were supposed to write it in your notebook. Literally, I would see it on the board and I just lowered my eyes and 1 second later I'd go, what the heck did I just see? I couldn't even remember what to write on the paper from that 1 second of lowering my head. So that's long and short-term visual memory. Another one is visual motor processing. The person has trouble using the feedback from the eyes to help the other body parts to move, their hands and feet. So again, it's another one that has to do with being clumsy. So if you were called clumsy a lot as a kid or even throughout your lifetime, that could be a visual motor processing disorder. Another one is visual sequencing. And this one I find fascinating too. So this is where your body, your brain doesn't get that there's such a thing as the next. So the example is they won't know that C always follows A and B or 4 always follows 2 and 3. That I didn't have an issue with, but what I had an issue with in terms of this one is anytime I tried to read, my eyes would jump out of sequence the lines on the page because the body doesn't get that you go from one line to the next, to the next, to the next. So that's a visual sequencing processing disorder. And then you have visual figure ground discrimination where you can't pick out a person or a shape from the background on the page. Somebody mentioned that earlier about not being able to see that cow or see that horse when they looked out in that pasture. That can be a person or a shape not being able to see that from the background. And then the last one is visual discrimination, where they can't really tell the difference between similar shapes. So maybe somebody draws a circle or they draw an oval, but somebody can't tell the difference between the two of them. So all of these are visual processing disorders, and it has to do with the way that you see and the way that the brain processes what you see. So this opened like a whole new world for me. It was just amazing. And I'll bet you if I open the phone lines right now that there are so many of them that would raise your hand and say you had or have at least one. And what I am amazed about even more so is when I think back on all of these, I had 7 out of these 8, at how my body and my brain have retrained me and have compensated because now I'm the absolute opposite. As long as I write something down, it's like it is stone cold stored in my memory. So I cannot look at somebody's face from my childhood and know who they are. I'll even hear their name and I'll go, that she never looked like that. That can't be her. So don't recognize those figures That's my version of the one where you can't pick out the person or the shape in the background on the page. It's not necessarily the background. I cannot put together their past face with who they are. However, if I wrote down their phone number at any given point in my lifetime and you tell me their name, I can tell you their phone number. Because my mind is like a trap when it comes to those letters and numbers now because of that dyslexia, that it, I learned that if I wrote it down, I had it. So learning those different compensatory ways we have are just amazing to me. So we're going to do a process on helping your brain with some of these visual processing issues that you might be having. So again, just sit back and relax. Whew, and that makes my head spin. Remember, sight takes up 75% of your brain. So this isn't necessarily going to be felt in just one section of your brain. And what's interesting is as we do this, my ears are popping. Keep trying to tail off the energies and the bodies are like, no, 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 keep it going, keep it going. Give me another minute or so. right, we're going to let that keep continuing. All right, so the next area we want to talk about is we've done kind of the physical, then we've done an area that is still physical, but it's kind of off the beaten path where it's not something that people really recognize as a potential eye issue. And then now we have the whole TFE, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And I'm just going to jump through a couple that people brought up. But really what this boils down to for me is what I call implants. An implant is where someone says something and we buy it or we believe it or we shove it in the body. So, you know, let's say when you were a kid, somebody called you four eyes because you wore glasses. So you made it so that having glasses was a bad thing. And maybe you put that and stored that in your eyes, so your sight literally just kept getting worse and worse and worse, okay? But there's so many sayings, and there's so many judgments that we have that all have to do with the eyes. Now, remember, not everything that's eye-related actually do people store in their eyes. So there may be anger in your eyes, whereas, and everybody's different. Yours might be anger in your eyes. Somebody else may shove that anger in their big toe and get gout. Okay, so there is no written document that says all people take something with the word eye in it and put it in their eye, okay? However, we are going to go through some of these because we want to go through as many as we can in a list to try to clear them. So some of the examples, like old sayings, and we have a bunch more, but if you have any of these, please send them in because, again, the more that we go over, the more it may bring up the energy in somebody else. But we have things like blind as a bat, or my favorite, an eye for an eye, pull the wool over your eyes, sight for sore eyes, see no evil, something is an eye sore. So can you see how if you buy into some of these old sayings, and maybe you didn't buy into it in this lifetime, but maybe you did in a different lifetime, right? So we need to clear these out. So then you may have judgments. So like my mom growing up always told me that my eyes were my Achilles heel. So what does that mean? That means they're your weakness. So I was always super light sensitive. I mean, I have to wear sunglasses when I go outside. I can't handle the amount of light that my eyes bring in. And so I was a swimmer, so I was in the pool, and the chlorine would just make my eyes would be bugging out of my head after I was done swimming. Always sensitive to all that kind of stuff, and my eyes always were a quote-unquote problem. So see, if you buy into this, then what happens? By the time I was in seventh grade, I had glasses. And what's funny is by the time I got to high school, I said, you know what, I'm not interested in these glasses. So I changed my eyesight, and I've had 20/20 eyesight since then. So I had to have glasses and contacts when I was in middle school, and I just turned around and changed it. You can too, okay? But that's an idea of an implant. Another one is I had a client whose mom always told her, since she can remember, that some of the people in their family had almond-shaped eyes, and everybody that had almond-shaped eyes had to have glasses. And guess what? She had almond-shaped eyes. So by the time she was age 2, she had glasses because she bought into mom's idea that everybody in the fam with almond-shaped eyes are going to end up with glasses. Another one that I hear so many of you guys buy into is that your eyesight is going to get worse as you get older. In fact, I used to practice a particular modality, and I'll never forget I was in a class one day, and he literally said, everybody, when they're 42 years old, will need readers after that point. It's just a fact. And I'm thinking to myself, you're teaching all this awareness and that we can change anything, and then you get everybody to buy into this implant you're sending out here. Why? So it doesn't have to be, okay? once your eyesight gets worse, it won't get better. And I want you to watch your sayings. How many times, either in sadness or despair, or we say this to our kids all the time, I don't want to see that again. So when you say things like that, if you're also buying what you're selling, you're storing it somewhere in the body. And if you store it in the eyes, guess what? You can affect your eyesight. The idea that glasses make you look smarter. Some people literally go, well, glasses make me look smarter, so they want glasses. So they literally change their eyes so that they have to have glasses. And one of the most common ones I just have to bring up is so many metaphysicians almost dismiss their physical eyes in the search for third eye activation. Guys, this doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. And I'm not saying people do it consciously and say, wow, I want to tank my eyesight, because most people don't. But what they don't realize is it's kind of the implication around what they're saying is, I'm in search of the third eye activation, and I'm willing to sacrifice whatever needs to be to do that. And the intention there is kind of to sacrifice the regular eye. So they're not mutually exclusive. You can have them both. You are in this human plane. Why not enjoy the human experience that it offers? Okay? So you don't have to choose between the two. All right, so I want you to kind of think right now, what are the things that are coming up for you in terms of these old sayings, in terms of maybe what somebody tried to implant you with at some point? Even television, they'll implant you. You know, let's say you were born with brown eyes and you always wished you had blue eyes, so now you have these contacts that you can buy that have blue eyes, but maybe the doctor won't give you those contacts unless you actually need a change in your eyesight prescription. So people then create energies to tank their eyes just so that they can get contacts that are blue. So what are you using with implants, thoughts, feelings, and emotions to tank your eyesight or to tank your eye health? So let's do a process on this. So I had originally written down that we were going to do a crystallization of all of these issues, but just like the last one, your body wants the choice to choose exactly how to get rid of it. It's almost like, for a lot of you, it's almost like these salts are coming out, but your bodies are also asking to fit into this what I call frozen moments in time. So especially anywhere where you had a frozen moment in time, so something happened, and it's one of those moments. Now, that can be a physical situation, or that can just be something you see on TV. Yes, we even implant ourselves with something we saw on the news or in a documentary or even in a fictional story on TV. And if we stick ourselves with it and it becomes this highly charged emotional thing, that can become a frozen moment in time. So however your body wants to get rid of these sayings, these implants, these TFEs, these frozen moments, whether it's crystallization or becoming like salts or just pulling it out energetically or tears or moving through the blood for elimination, whatever that process is, just let it happen. And again, you may have a whole bunch of flashes that kind of come up. Just let them move right on through without sticking you. You know, we want to be like that Claritin Clear commercial, where in the commercial they take Claritin for their allergies or whatever, and it's like they take this blurry, clear plastic wrap and pull it off, and all of a sudden, bam, everything is so much clearer in life. Colors are clearer. Vision is clearer. It's interesting. A lot of eyes have this repetitive thump 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 energy moving through them, almost like pulsating these out. And the reason why I call them frozen moments is they can be hard in the body. They can be these little round hard pellets, and sometimes they need to be broken up, kind of like a kidney stone or a gallstone. So I'm not surprised at this pulsating energy. And again, I'm just so amazed at how the ear, nose, and throat and the eyes are all tied together, because as it's doing this through many of you, I can feel it in the ears, I can feel it in the back of the throat, I can feel it in the sinuses. All right, we're just going to let that continue. So what I want you guys to know is you can go to our website. It's lynnwaldrop.com, and then it's /eyesight-rr. We always do remote remedy series as rr, so eyesight-rr-series. Or you can just go to our homepage, and the banner, the picture at the top that talks about the eyesight series, you can click on that. It'll take you to the page, or the featured event will take you to the page as well. So the series is basically the whole month of January. It will be January 1 through 31, and there will be remote remedies every day. And we're going to do everything from the planetary shifts we talked about earlier. We're going to do a specialized detox, because you can have things like ocular shingles, which is the herpes virus. You can have Lyme's and lice and sarcoidosis and all kinds of fungus and bacteria. All kinds of things can even go in the eyes. So we are going to do a specialized eye detox. We even had somebody that wrote in on the webcast that I need to add, where every time they take a shower, their eyes burn from the fluoride that's in the water, or the chlorine that's in the water. So we'll work on those kinds of things. We're going to go through every part of the eye, restoring health to all the pieces and parts of the eyes. And we've only mentioned some of them here. We didn't really mention the vitreous fluid. We haven't mentioned the sclera. I mean, there's just so many more pieces. We're going to work on that VPD, visual processing disorders. We're going to work on TFEs, genetics, and hereditary. People always say that, oh, you know, I got my vision from my dad, or everybody on this side of the family all has glasses, things like that, and past life. And then, we're going to have all these specific eye diseases, macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, dry eye, night vision, floaters, astigmatism, farsighted, nearsighted, all those kinds of things. And we're even going to delve a little bit into diseases that actually affect the eyes, such as lupus or diabetes. And then you guys have given me just so many more things to even add to this tonight, abrasions and just so many things we've already discussed. So the package for package A is $137, and all of these remote remedies end up being at least 10 minutes long, and they're delivered to your inbox every day. And remember, you'll have a download page, so you don't have to wait for that email every day. You can just go to the download page. A lot of times that's a lot easier, because we get it that sometimes those emails get lost, they go to junk mail, they don't go where they're supposed to. So check your download page. That's the easiest way. Package B includes all of those remote remedies and a 25-minute session with me. That's $335, and we've given you a two-pay option to help with the cost. So, and for the first time, we're going to let you do buy one, get one half off. So when you go to the checkout process, you can buy one for you and buy one for a friend or a family member for $68.50. So obviously, even when you buy it with package B, they won't get a session, but they'll get the 31 remote remedies as well. Because we want to make sure that as many people get their vision fixed as possible. And that's why I'm saying give the gift of eye health for the holidays this year. So spread the good word, give it to friends and family members so that it can help them as well. All right, so we're going to do two more processes. When I was on the webcast, two people had written in things that so many of the bodies were lighting up over. One is Janice, and she wrote in about a hereditary condition, lazy eye. So it's where the muscles in the eyes are pulling the eye in certain ways that are not allowing the eye to move freely and move the way it's supposed to. So we're going to do a process. And if you don't remember, all of my stuff is using the consciousness of your body. So if you don't have this issue, or really more importantly, if your body doesn't need any of the energies that we're giving out at this point, then it, just let it pass right on through. But this is also going to work on the musculature of the eye. So there still may be some things that your body can take from the process without you actually having lazy eye, okay? So just let it pass on through if the body doesn't want it. So we're going to work on those muscles right now. And by the way, your bodies are also telling me that this is going to be very good if you feel like you're having eye strain issues. Because strain can be muscular. And I'm always so fascinated when I do these to see what else your bodies are doing with the energies, because literally many of the bodies are working with different muscles in the face and how all of this is put together. And for a lot of you, I don't know if I'm speaking a little differently than I was before, but literally it's the muscles around the eye and how they meet with the other ones that go all the way down to your teeth, to your upper jaw. Especially just underneath the nose. such a weird feeling. I feel like I have cotton shoved underneath my lip and just underneath my nose, like these big cotton balls, where it's just working on the muscles that go up from there to around the eyes. Wow, that is so amazing. So what the bodies are showing me where it's actually going down to are your eye teeth. It's connecting your eye teeth with your eyes. All right, we're going to let that one continue. And the last one we're going to work on is Kari wrote in asking about computer screens and how it affects the eyes. Because, and this is a problem a lot of people will report, they look at a screen and because the focus keeps changing in terms of durations and the eye settings, you know, during the day, you've got maybe natural light or maybe you have dim light in your room, and all these different kinds of light then can change it. But you also have that blue light that's the background light that you can actually turn off on most cell phones these days and in the settings. And if you can, you want to do it because it literally is blinding people. So we want to work on anywhere and in any way that your eyes are being affected by technology. Wow. And what the bodies are saying right now, and this is fascinating, is it showing me that Wi-Fi is actually doing more harm than the actual computer screen and stuff? And if you've ever seen like a video of a nuclear bomb going off and how just this rush of energy just barrels right through everything, that's kind of like the Wi-Fi, and it goes through and affects the eyes more than any part of the body. So I think what we'll do, we have a Wi-Fi MP3, and I will make sure that this is a bonus for this series. It's a MP3 for EMF, electromagnetic frequency protection. And the bodies are also telling me that this is what's causing a lot of people's floaters. So we will definitely make sure that this is a focus in this series. All right, my friends, we're going to let this continue. So if you've already bought the package and you want to add someone on the package, Carrie will be sending an email out to all the people that have purchased already, giving you a link to be able to add someone on. If you haven't purchased it, you can, again, go to the LynnWaldrop.com site, and there's two places, a banner at the top you can click on, or under featured event you can click on that, and it will take you to more specific information about the series and what's going to be in there. I'm trying to make it as detailed as possible for 31 days. So I want to make sure that we have a very good change in all kinds of different areas and different problems. And as I mentioned at the beginning, remember the eyes are the second most complex and complicated organ in the body next to the brain. And not only that, we're going to combine the eyes with the brain and how the brain is processing what the eyes actually see. So we're working with the most complex parts of the body. So I thank everybody for coming on. I'm not going to do any live calls on this one because we've done a bunch of processes on specific things already. I got a lot of great information and feedback from you guys in terms of what exactly you want in the program. Please remember, if you haven't filled out your survey already, or even if you've already filled it out and you have things that you want to add, all the basics we already have in there. But if you think something is kind of off the wall and different from what we already potentially have in there, shoot it to us. Same thing with if you have any past life stuff that comes up, or implants that comes up, or sayings that come up for you in particular, send those in so we can make sure that those get included in those remote remedies. If anybody wants to stay on and give me some information about what they felt going on while we were doing some of the processes throughout the interview, the program, whatever you want to call it when you're interviewing yourself, you can feel free to stay on. You can raise your hand by hitting star 2, or you can write it on the webcast for me. But I'd love to hear about what your experiences were. We have Fortune again from Tacoma, Washington.
Hi, Lynn. I had a very powerful reaction when you talked about trauma to the eye.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very sensitive to energy, and I started to shake.
Wow.
And that went on for quite a long time, and in different ways, even in my whole body. And there came a point where my hands were in fists and shaking. At least I wasn't punching anybody, but they were shaking. And then there came a point where I was making noises that were just coming straight out. And I was telling my body, release any trauma from my eyes, any emotional trauma in my body. And as I said it to, along with the energy coming from you, I shook, my fist shook, I made these noises for quite a long time. And now I'm really smiling because I feel it was very powerful for me and very impactful.
Very good. And you know what that brings up for me, and I've started kind of talking about this on various summits in the last couple of months, is that what makes us different from animals when it comes to traumas is think of the cheetah that is going after the antelope, right? So the antelope is doing-da-doing-da-doing, jumping through the grass, right? And then all of a sudden it realizes the cheetah's after it. So it runs and runs and runs, and finally it runs out of gas because it's been running so fast for so long, and maybe it stumbles and falls. And when that cheetah goes to grab it, literally they go into a different state of consciousness where, you know, the cheetah hasn't killed it, but and it's almost like they're playing dead, but yet they're not. It's just an altered state of consciousness. And so a lot of times what happens then is that cheetah doesn't actually kill them. It doesn't, you know, sink its teeth in the neck completely and kill them. And so they stay in this state of consciousness. It gets dragged maybe back to the cheetah's den, you know, a few hundred feet from wherever that is. And they just are laying there in wait to see what that cheetah is going to do. And the moment that that cheetah turns its head to, like, say, hey, family, look what I brought you home for dinner, as soon as that cheetah lets go and turns its head, literally that state of consciousness in a millisecond, a switch flips, that antelope jumps up and actually can run away and escape. Okay? But what happens after that is the most important piece. So it runs away, it finally gets to the point where it realizes, okay, the cheetah's nowhere around, it's not after me anymore, and then what does the animal do? It shakes. It shakes off the trauma. So we as people, though, most of the time don't shake off the trauma. What do? We go, oh, my gosh, so maybe it was the road I went down. I shouldn't have done that. We, you know, we start beating ourselves up for what just happened or, you know, beating somebody else up. But we internalize it and we start freaking out over all of it. We don't know how to shake it off. Mm-hmm. We take everything so personally in this society, in this time frame right now. So there's lots of cheetahs out there. And maybe they're not a cheetah in every situation, but maybe they're a cheetah in this situation. So we need to learn to shake some of those traumas off rather than sticking them in the body.
Yes, yes.
So very cool that you were shaking it all out.
Yes.
I love
Thank
it.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Okay.
Let's see. We have Marg from Anchorage.
Hi, Lynn. This is Dr. S.
Hey.
When you did the long time, when you were doing the process where you were saying, oh, wow, I'm even getting this, where I had a melanoma removed on my temple, that eye, the temple area down in my jaw, my ear, all were responding.
Interesting.
It was
well, good.
Amazing.
I wasn't the only one. I was really amazed at how, you know, they always call it ENT, ear, nose, and throat. And it's like a big thing that the body's kept screaming is that medicine is missing the point. The eyes are completely attached to all that, too.
Yes, and I'm still feeling it all the way down into my ear and throat.
Good. Good.
Thank
you. Let it keep processing and let it get out. Thank you. Let's see. We have Mary from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
My eyes have been twitching and itching and kind of just going nuts since you started all of this.
Yep. Yep. Mine too.
So, well,
like, I'm just sitting here like itching them the whole time. Yes, that will wear off. That will wear off, I promise.
Because so your joint series one left me with sore muscles and sore joints for days after listening to one. I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, now there's one in there that's more for the muscle piece, so make sure you go back and play that. Okay.
Okay.
And remember, you can always ask the bodies to, okay, can you do it slower or can you do it in a more graceful way for me? You can always ask the bodies to change a little bit to make it more comfortable for you. Just like, for example, now, and maybe somebody will find this with the I series, where, you know, how some of the people it was like tearing, other people I could feel almost the salts kind of coming out in these little chunks in the corners of the eye. So the way they were processing was different. Well, that may not seem like that would be so bothersome, but like when we did it in the gut series, people might get explosive diarrhea or they might have a flatulence problem, okay, you can say to the body, can you process this in a different way? This isn't working for me. Like, I got to go to work today, so flatulence just isn't going to work, right? So we've got to process it a different way. So you can ask the body, can we do this a different way? Okay?
Okay. Well, that's good to know because I think I need to start asking it that.
Good, good. Well, great. Let me know how it works, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. We have somebody from Oakland, California.
Hi, Lynn. It's Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
I'm sorry. I'm in an office, and there's just a lot of noise right now.
Okay.
I want to comment that when you did the frozen moment, I felt the clearing energy come up from my feet all the way up to my legs. And it's noteworthy because what I got was it's from my experience from going through what they call the dark night of the soul journey many, many years ago. And I've been clearing that experience and the trauma from it since, and I thought I had it all cleared up pretty much. And that just kind of hit some things that felt real cracked in my clearing.
Very cool. Very
so thank
cool.
you very much.
You're
yeah,
welcome. Thank you. Very cool stuff. Sally in Australia.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey there.
Hi. From the beginning, when you talked about the visual processing issues, my nose has been just continually running. And I found it interesting, the last process to do with the Wi-Fi, I have had breast surgery to do with a tendon pulling on it. It then started to feel like it was tugging in my left breast, which I've already had the surgery. Very interesting. And the other thing, I was thinking as you were talking that I've been diagnosed with cholesterol in my eyes, cholesterol spots. But what came to me was that I was told that it's actually stardust particles. So that's like, whoa, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, so I would then ask a bunch of questions there. I'd be like, okay, look, if this is stardust particles, then what can I do with those, body? Like, what can we do with that? Because, you know, creating little chunks in the body doesn't really work for us. So what else can we do with this?
Right. Okay, cool.
Okay. So I'd ask some questions, just like you can ask the shift how you are processing that. What other way can we process the stardust?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I think this is Patricia from Algoma, Wisconsin.
Yes, it is, Lynn. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say from the Wi-Fi thing, also to the eyes connecting with the eye teeth, wow, there's just so much pressure that left my eyes, and my eyes just felt like it was seeing lighter. I can't even explain it.
Very
but it
cool.
It's still going on, and it's like, who would have thought? Who would have thought that?
I didn't have that written anywhere. It was just like all of a sudden your body's just started telling me about, like, I couldn't figure out why. I felt like I was, like, an Italian movie where I got all this, like, cotton shoved up in my lip, you know? And it was just the weirdest sensation, and I really couldn't tell if I was talking funny. It was like, why do I have all this stuffed up there? And then finally it was like your eye teeth, and I was like, wow, I never even thought about that.
That was just amazing how the pressure left. And just, you know, it's like, you know, I'm just so excited and eagerly waiting for this whole process that you're going to be doing in January. So thank you so much for offering this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the information. Very cool. Let's see. I have somebody. It's just restricted. So I have no idea who it is. Say hello if you think it might be you.
Hello.
That's you.
Is it me?
Yep.
Okay. My cell phone does that for some reason. It's Penny O'Neill.
Hey, Penny.
So, hi. So, I had a lot of twitching when you were doing that, the first part, when you mentioned that your eyes were twitching. It was like my eyes were going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed kind of in the middle kind of processes, that area not hypothalamus because I think that's in your brain. It's like above your upper chest, below your collarbone. The high heart, sometimes people call it.
Mm-hmm.
That was having lots of, like, I can't think of the word, but like movement or something in there.
Uh-huh.
And then I kind of went out of it. Like I kept sort of almost losing, felt like I was losing consciousness or something, but not like I'm more like, you know, falling asleep and waking up and, but
sometimes
aware.
The bodies do that when it wants you out of the way. So sometimes it'll just knock you out kind of so that it can get whatever done that needs to be done and it just, but it just puts you out so that you're out of the way.
Yeah. That makes sense. And then all of a sudden I'd be like, whoops, I'm here. I'm like, I'm hearing what's going on. So,
yep, yeah, been there.
All right. So they moved me aside. And one thing I want to add to the list maybe is chemical exposure. Because I feel like interacting with our contact lenses, I had something going on in my car where they'd made a repair and I picked it up and it smelled like horrible glue smell. And I couldn't drive around without the windows, you know, rolled down, and it was wintertime. I had to have it detailed, and they had to pay for it. And I just always wondered, because my eyes, coincidence or not, I felt like there was more kind of fogginess or problems. And I wondered if the chemicals reacted with the, you know, the plastics or whatever in my contacts, my soft contacts.
I will add that to the list. And I, you know, it's funny, back when I said I was in middle school and I got contacts, you know, I'm middle school and I don't know what the heck's going on in the world. And, you know, I get the option to wear contacts instead of these gross glasses that, you know, my mom made me get. You know, they were the real big ones, you know. And and so I decide, okay, I want to try contacts because I played basketball and swam and all this kind of stuff. And so I still to this day don't know how I did it, but somehow, I think it was when I was playing basketball, somehow the contact must have got knocked out of my eye. Don't ask me how. So I'm sitting there pulling on the cornea, thinking, you know, the clear cover, thinking that it's the contact, and I'm pulling and going, Mom, I can't get this contact out. And so I had to go to the eye doctor to see if they could, you know, get this out because I couldn't get it out. And the guy's like, there's no contact there. And by the way, you really messed your cornea up because you're pulling on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was one of the reasons when I was asking your bodies what processes you guys want. Mine went, I need trauma for when you were pulling on your cornea.
Right. Well, and then last winter, I poked myself in the eye with a stick, literally, like, you know, they say, you'll put your eye out with that. Bent over the side of the porch where there were some dormant shrubbery, and it was fairly dark out, and I bent over the side of the porch to see if a pot that I was looking for had fallen over there, and I just bent over right onto a stick. I can't believe I just did that.
I have a farm now, and I can't tell you how many times I'll go, man, my eye is really hurt, and I'll look in the mirror, and I have a piece of hay sticking out of my eye. I'm like, seriously? Come on.
I know.
I get it.
A cat eyelash or something.
Something. No, anyway, mine's always crazier than a simple eyelash. All right, thank you, my dear.
No, I mean, I said a cat eyelash.
Oh, a cat eyelash, yeah. How in the world did that get there, right? I get it.
Cat eyebrow or something. Like, it's not my eyebrow eyes, I can tell. All right.
Thank you so much. All right, let's see. We got, one of my favorite ladies on the planet, Miss Sarah. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hey, how you doing, Lynn?
I'm good.
Well, talking about eyes, when this was a very powerful call. My eyes were dancing all over the place. You know, when it comes to eyes, I was almost blind, and then I had laser done on them, and then I had cataract implants, plus a correction. I have near and far. Now my eyes are getting worse again, and I've got dry lids, and I didn't think anything else could affect them. But really, this was a powerful call. It was shivering, like my eyes were dancing and shivering and going up and down and sideways. Yep. So something is going on, and
well,
hopefully
good.
It's going
let's
to be good.
Let's keep that energy moving.
Right, right.
And
survey because I have a clogged lids.
And we're going to work on the tear ducts and things like that. I did not mention that on the call. We're going to work on tear ducts, eyelashes, and eyelids. So those are some more things.
Yeah, it's
that
the
we're
lashes. They
on.
Keep getting clogged. Well, thank you. That was a fabulous call.
Thank you, my dear. Love ya. All right, let's see. A couple more. Let's see. Somebody from Buckingham, Virginia.
Hey, Lynn, it's Carmen.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey. So,
what happened to you on the call?
Well, I was pretty much knocked out, like sleeping, like for a big chunk of it. But something I've been feeling most of the day, but like a heavy sense of sadness, like a cloak of sadness, darkness, like living in the dark. I don't know how much of this I want to see. But also for the last, you know, for the last good little while, like a year or two, feeling like I could really, like I feel like my vision can just instantaneously change, and I've been kind of working on that and hoping for that, because I think I should be able to change this. I should just be able to change it, like make a decision that I'm going to change it. And I also have this sense of an imprint of like that they were burned in the back, like the really in the back of the eye were like burned or something. It just feels like a heaviness there.
All right, well, I put that in the past life stuff so that I have it, having your eyes kind of burnt out, because I'm sure that was a torture method at some point. You know what I'm saying? And you brought up a great thing that I will also add to the list of sayings is so many people, I literally will be in sessions and they'll say something like, I don't want to see that or I don't want to know that. You guys have to get that when you say that, you literally are like cutting off your awareness to something, or you literally are cutting your sight.
Right.
When you say that. So you have to be, you know, very careful sometimes with certain things that you say and the energy that comes behind them.
Right.
So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let me go to the webcast people in the Q&A, because there's a bazillion of them in here. So Laurel brings up that all the females on her grandmother's side have glasses and contacts, and when she was 5 to 7, she got fiberglass insulation in one eye and had to wear an eye patch for months. I always had eye patches on when I was a kid. I don't even remember what all I did. But, yes, those are all different kinds of traumas to the eye. Linda's asking, if I share the replay of this call with people, will the processes still work? Yep, they will always work. I do the same thing here as I do with the MP3s. So, yes, please share this. We will have this up on our website here later tonight. Nancy wants the sign-up information again. Again, if you go to lynnwaldrop.com and either /eyesight-rr-series or just go to lynnwaldrop.com's homepage, and there'll be a banner at the top that says eyesight series. You can click on that. It'll take you to the page, or featured event. That'll take you to the page. But it's $137 for the remote remedy series, and you can add on a family member or friend for $68.50, or if you want package B where you get a session as well, I think it's $335. And everything goes from January 1st to January 31st. Depth perception, that's an interesting one I need to add. All right, that's on the list. Just going through really quick to see if there's anything to bring up. Katie's asking, if we purchase the package for someone, do they have to physically hear the MP3? If it's somebody that doesn't kind of believe in this kind of stuff, you can, I can direct it. You can say, you know, you can play it in your home for you and direct it to that other person. Or let's say your kid's at college or something like that and they're not going to play it. I will direct it to them. And remember, when you play this in your home, everybody in your home is receiving the energies of it. You can turn it down and play it on mute. You don't even have to play it out loud. Sometimes the bodies will want to play it out loud and want you to actually hear and listen to things, and other times you can just put it on mute and it won't matter. But it's basically anybody that's in your home, in your apartment kind of area, will all be able to get the energies of it. Suzanne in Ireland said she felt the sensation in her root chakra for some reason. So very cool. Joy from Halifax said she zoned out and almost did a face plant several times. Let's not do that. We don't need you getting hurt, Joy. So make sure you sit down or lie down next time. Amelia from Adelaide said that she had kind of a draining down through the base of her ears and jaw. That I was getting a lot, too. I'm still having that right now, where it's just kind of draining down the face, down the eyes. Chantel says she had a lot of movement, things shifting in her brain a lot of the time, also feeling a lot of pressure and even in her throat. Michelle from Sydney said, I didn't know we could ever store goo and implants in our eyes. And she said, actually, eye teeth came up for her earlier in the day, and she didn't really know why. Now you know. Karen from Ottawa said she was rocking back and forth throughout the whole process. She felt it more in her molars than the front teeth. And she started massaging her facial muscles. Diana from Crystal River, Florida says she's sensitive and was receiving like sonic booms in her head. Very interesting. Dolores in Ecuador said she's been having some financial struggles, and for some reason during the processes she found herself asking her eyes if they could see money coming in soon. And her eyes said, we've been trained not to look for money. And so she realized that a major factor in not having any money was because of that. So very cool. Beth said she's having problems purchasing, do me a favor and shoot an email to info. If you guys have any problems or any questions, please shoot an email to info@lynnwaldrop.com and we will get it addressed tomorrow for you. Another one brought up oxygenation in the eyes. So we'll make sure that that's on there. Ooh, there's an interesting one. The saying of, I see what you're saying. That's interesting. Sally brings up the idea of Superman always has a double identity. Sometimes he wears glasses and sometimes not. I don't know if you guys can hear the slurping in the background, but my dog is like slurping like crazy, his water. All right, guys. So there's still more on here. I'm going to go through all these and make sure that they are, in fact, a part of the program. And I appreciate everybody and all the input that you guys have given. And this was a great call tonight. I hope it was great for you as well. And, again, any questions, any more survey information, any input, make sure you send it to info@LynnWaldrop, and we'll make sure it's a part of the process. Okay? And so your recordings, I have three different recordings. I have the initial one where I was getting input. I had the actual interview of myself. And then I have this section on the end of feedback and how you guys felt. I separated them in different ones in case you wanted to just listen to the interview piece. So that'll be up in a couple minutes, and Tasha will get it posted up on the main website as well so that people can go and listen to the interview if you want to send them to the homepage. Okay? I love you guys. I can't wait to see you guys for this this series. I'm very excited about it. And, again, thank you for all your great input. I can't do this work without getting all the input from you guys. And hopefully everybody will have a very happy holiday, whatever holiday you celebrate this holiday season. And hopefully I'll talk to you guys during and throughout the holiday season as well. So thank you all. I love you, and I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening. Remember, I'm not a doctor and do not offer medical advice, diagnose, or prescribe on your conditions or treatment options. But if you like these MP3s, contact me at lynnwaldrop.com. That's LynnWaldrop.com, where there are many other MP3s available in the store, and you can also purchase private and group sessions.